You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, the last time you were on, we had a great math question, another math question for you today. And this one's quite interesting. This one's from Louis. Louis says, my math heart rate is 122. My aerobic threshold heart rate is 150. Louis's got some big goals, wants to run a marathon and eventually run Comrades next year. Doing this in training, he wants to know, what would his target heart rate average be for a race like Comrades, for example, an ultramarathon?
So look, that's something I'd be much more comfortable calculating as we get closer to race day, and then we have to make some adjustments for both or a couple of points, and that is lack of sleep the night before the race, the if you're going to take caffeine or not take caffeine during or before the race, and of course the excitement and emotion that goes around going into a Comrades. But again, if we break it down just into the principle of what we're trying to achieve. When you do your long Comrades training runs, we will have a pretty good idea of where we should be pitching your heart rate. And that's going to be a very similar place to where it will be on Comrades. We may agree on somewhere between 5 and 8 beats higher on race day, again, just because of the emotive stuff. But the important part of this is that if you're going to race any race longer than an hour and use heart rate to peg your intensity, it's in the first hour that we use that heart rate and allow that heart rate to then dictate what our pace and how we feel. After that hour, there is going to be a consistent drift. And that drift, the longer the race goes on, that drift is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, because we are going to lose blood volume. So that's one of the reasons. In a race like Comrades, it's going to get considerably hotter out during the day. And so that's going to also exaggerate that lift. And then as we do start to flag and fatigue, there's another drift that'll come into play. So we can't use heart rate all the way. Otherwise, heart rate, what I'm trying to say, the further into exercise we go, the less reflective of your effort heart rate becomes. So we set the tone in the first hour, and at Comrades it's hard, because whether you're doing the up or the down run, that's the hardest part of the race. So it's a smart thing to do, but you have to be very honest with yourself and accept that you're probably going to be slower through that hour than you would like to be. But you'll set the tone for what I want to feel like for the next 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours. And that is how you go about using heart rates for Comrades. But the actual physical number that we get to, that will really be determined by how well you train between now and then. And it's probably going to sit somewhere in the region of 85, perhaps 90% of threshold. But that will depend on a couple of things, and how well your training has gone and how conditioned you are.
Cool stuff. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated. Louis, I hope that answers your question. If you've got any follow-ups, please do pop them in the forum on the Coach Parry app. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury, or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our math training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them, as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.